Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm.
Wherein I'm going to share about Beelzebufo and Pinga, or the devil frog.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who doesn't want to know about the devil frog?
I want to know about the devil frog.
The devil frog lived on Madagascar during the late Cretaceous period, about 65 to 70 million years ago. And it grew to be about 16 inches long and 10 pounds. So beach ball size is what they were comparing it to.
That's not
this
very nice.
This is a beach ball sized frog, and it was a crabby beach ball sized frog.
Aww.
There's a frog living in South America. Oh, this is a big word. It's a South American frog. You can look up big angry South American frog. It's ill-tempered and aggressive, and it is the living relative of this Cretaceous period frog. And so they're basing some of their predictions about its behavior on this frog.
Do we have a name for the frog? Come on. You know you can do it.
Ceratophyrines.
Oh, I like that.
They're nasty. They sit and wait for their prey, and they snap at it, and they'll snap at anything that comes by, and they think the devil frog would eat lizards and small vertebrates, squirrels and stuff, Cretaceous period squirrels, and possibly even hatchling dinosaurs. They had, you know, bitey teeth, and they had an armored head. They had it, so it was a cranial shield. So this is a very dinosaur frog.
I know. Well, you had me at frog with teeth. Because
yeah.
You don't see frogs with teeth.
Yeah. That's my brain fart. Devil frogs. It's good to live in the modern times, friends. There's some bad things, but there's no devil frogs. At least here in the Northwest.
That we know of.
Nope. Maybe with Sasquatch.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Today we're talking about skinks' reproductive habits, which I know you were thinking about before, earlier today, probably even.
It's something that, you know, I often wake up and I'm like, gosh, I just wonder about skinks and their reproductive behavior.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that at higher climates, in colder weather, skinks tend not to lay their eggs. They hang out in the little skink longer, and that results in live birth. A species of Australian lizard has abandoned their egg-laying habits in favor of the live birth, and individuals of the same species living in the higher altitudes are almost all giving birth to live young. So the same species in different areas, you might have one laying eggs and the others might give live birth based on their environment. Evolutionary records show that nearly 100 reptile lineages have independently made the transition from egg laying to live birth in the past. And today, about 20% of all living snakes and lizards give birth to live young only.
Wow. Well, I guess that makes sense, because if you're someplace in a higher altitude and it's colder, keeping eggs warm would be difficult. The ones that had them closer to live birth probably had, well, they were
thinner
the more
shells.
Likely to survive.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're not planning. They're not like, I think I'm going to wait and just wait a little longer so I can have live babies.
Yeah, one wonders how that process does take place, and where, like, ladies, we don't get the choice of when the baby comes. But there must be some biological process.
Well, the accident that just waited a little bit longer, and then those ones were more likely to breed and more likely to have... What came first, the skink or the egg?
Want to hear more? We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.